The huge volcanic ash cloud over northern Europe has forced airlines to cancel thousands of flights. Asia-Pacific carriers, including Qantas and Singapore Airlines, have cut their London flights for the time being. Britain, the Netherlands, Norway and Sweden are among the countries which have banned commercial flights. It's the most extensive shutdown of airspace since the September the 11th terrorist attacks in 2001. Many passengers have had their travel plans trashed. Brendan Trembath reports.
In Britain, travellers have been caught by surprise, turning up to airports to learn flights have been grounded.
We've been told our flights are completely cancelled, all of UK and Ireland, so there's very little information about that we know what to do.
Some would-be flyers are confused why the airlines are being so cautious.
I mean, the plane flies about 36,000, 40,000 feet above the clouds. As you get in, you can fly below the cloud as well, so why is there a delay?
But volcanic ash and aviation don't mix. In the worst cases, volcanic ash can cause aircraft engines to shut down. In 1982, a British Airways flight to Perth flew into a cloud of volcanic ash over Indonesia. The engines cut out one by one. Eric Moody was in the cockpit.
You couldn't see out through the windscreen. So it abraded the lens of the landing lights. They didn't work. It took all the paint off and it stopped all four engines.
Volcanic ash can also interfere with the plane's navigation instruments. Dave Reynolds is the flight safety officer for the British Airline Pilots Association.
Under conditions where the pilots are using their instruments to fly the aircraft, they'll find themselves in the very dangerous situation of not being able to have reliable instruments.
Britain's National Air Traffic Services, which controls flights, has closed the nation's airspace. Belgium, Denmark, the Netherlands, Norway and Sweden are among other European nations to also impose flight bans. The ash cloud has spread over northern Poland too, jeopardising the travel plans of world leaders who hope to attend this weekend's funeral for President Lech Kaczynski. He was killed in a plane crash last Saturday. Air services have been disrupted in the Asia-Pacific as well. Singapore Airlines has cancelled flights out of London, Munich, Manchester and Amsterdam, and services from Singapore to London. Qantas has dropped flights to London and Frankfurt. Diane Milinkovic was due to fly to Frankfurt on a Qantas flight. He emailed the airline and asked what he should do. The advice was to come to Sydney Airport.
And they said, come down here. They changed my flight. That flight terminates in Singapore. And now they've rebooked me on Monday.
Mr. Milinkovic should really be back home in Europe this weekend, but can't do much about it.
My fiancée's been waiting for me. My future mother-in-law's got a 70th birthday surprise tomorrow. So it's all put on hold.
The Qantas corporate affairs executive David Epstein says the airline has had to suspend flights at short notice.
It's been very much a fluid situation. We're in the same position as any other airlines. We're basically at the mercy of obviously the volcano and when the UK authorities closed the airspace. We were able to bring forward two flights we had going out of London by an hour to get them out safely. But unfortunately, the remaining two flights that we had there, we couldn't get clearance to get them out in time, at an earlier time. So they are remaining in the UK until flights can move from the UK.
It's not known when that will be. David Epstein from Qantas says they've tried to keep travellers informed, including those on flights shared with partner airlines like British Airways.
Where people are on codeshare flights, they will be informed, because that's a standard procedure with British Airways and Qantas, where we operate codeshare flights under the joint service agreement to the UK. We each notify the other's passengers where they might be affected.
But some people have been left out of the loop. Jean-Marie Betamier was booked on an Air France flight to Singapore operated by Qantas. But he did not know it was cancelled until he came to the airport.
I wanted to fly by tomorrow to Paris, so I just have been given the information that I have to adapt.
Mr. Betamier is the chief executive officer of AIA, which sells equipment for airports and airlines to help them stay in contact with passengers. They might receive a text message to their mobile phones. He sees the humour in his current situation, which has left him stuck in Sydney with less than perfect information.
This one was far beyond our scope.
Mr. Betamier hopes to be back in Europe by Monday, but that's looking on the bright side.
Brendan Trembath.